different way from the first. Is that something that you appreciate as a manager, that your team can kind of win all in all ways?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we've had some games where we had to come from behind all year. Luckily, we started that process a little earlier in yesterday's second game. We got down in the first inning, and then a solo homer kind of tacked on to their lead, and the boys just kept putting together some good at-bats, and were able to put up a crooked number, and it was a, you know, good day for the club.
I got to ask now, we're, you know, 10 games left this year. We've seen, I think, about 60 players for the Green Jackets this year. Has there been a particular player or two has exceeded expectations, either in their performance on the field or their attitude and development?
I mean, the guys as a group, everyone's gotten better. I would say some guys that really were here earlier and have had a chance to go up to Rome jump to mind, like a guy like Ethan Werkinger. And, you know, a guy who put in a lot of work last year and got a lot better. Had some success here in a brief stint towards the end of last year and really came here and kind of kept going, developing as a hitter. And, you know, this year defensively he really put in a lot of work and got himself better and was able to get that opportunity. You look at a guy like Owen Murphy, who coming into this year, you never questioned his mental makeup. You know, he really is a mature kid and believed in himself, but just the work he put in with West to develop certain, some of his secondary stuff and to be able to, you know, really throw his fastball in some finish counts with two strikes and execute there, you know, kind of expedited his process out of here. So those are kind of the first two guys that jump to mind. But the group as a whole, you know, everybody comes in each day and I can't praise them enough for the work that they put in and whether, you know, it's a guy who has gotten a lot better with a certain aspect of the game, like a swing, and it hasn't come out in games yet. It's just the group as a whole. It's been great to see all year. And then you think of a guy like Tavi, Ambiorz Tavares, who kind of struggled offensively to start the year and made some swing changes, and he really bought into it. And I think now you're starting to see that kind of play out and come out in the game. Because once you make those changes, it's not gonna come overnight. And, you know, now we're a couple months into that, and he's swinging and missing a lot less. He's putting together a lot of competitive at-bats. He's starting to hit the ball hard to all fields. So those three guys kind of jump out, but the team as a whole, you know, I'm proud of them.
Tavares' batting average 45 points higher in the second half than it was in the first half, and the OPS 110 points higher. I was looking at that this morning out of curiosity myself. When I talked to Terry Pendleton last week about confidence, and he was talking about how so much of the job of coaches and Rovers, especially at this stage of the minors, is about building up players' confidence.
Yes.
How do you go about that personally and also as a staff?
First of all, for me, it starts with building relationship as the player, because you got to get them, if you're going to make changes or even if you're going to, you know, big changes, small changes, whatever, you got to build the trust. So it starts with building relationships, and that's you know, a lot of times doesn't even have to do with baseball. It's, you know, how's your family doing? What type of music do you like? And then you start to play their music when they come to the cages or when they come for, like, infield or outfield early work. You play their music and get them in a good atmosphere, and that kind of expedites the build-in factor in the trust process. But from there, it's like, you know, it's a lot of positive reinforcement when you want to make a change with a guy or tell him, you know, something he might be doing wrong. There's a lot of positive reinforcement before you deliver that message of, hey, this is something that needs to change, here's why, here's the proof, and this is what it could do for you. And then you kind of, I kind of end with another positive reinforcement, like, hey man, you're gonna do this. You're a big leaguer, you're a big league shortstop, you're a big league outfielder, whatever, you're gonna pitch in the big leagues. Kind of a positive negative positive sandwich. That's kind of a baseline way to build some confidence, but yeah.
What would be your slump buster back in the day when you were playing in a rough patch? What would you do to sort of pull yourself out?
I don't really think I ever found one that worked. That's why I'm coaching. Honestly, kind of just like I would if I felt like I needed it, I would get to the field a lot earlier and I would just do non-baseball things. I would want to kind of like be at the field with some time to relax. And that was just me personally as a player when I played. So It kind of gave me the comfort of, because when you're at the field, it's a lot of times it's go, go, go. As a staff member, I get here early and I'm able to, you know, do some work and relax. But as a player, you get to the field and it's like, hey, we got the cages, we got defense, we got BP, we got more defense, whatever. And then we got go over video. So there wasn't really a lot of time for you to just be at the field, which is kind of like my sanctuary. I love being at the field and just chill. So I would get to the field a lot earlier. I'd maybe go in the weight room and, you know, do some like band work or stretch work or something like that, and just kind of relax and you know, try to get my mind off of any pressure that I was feeling at the time.
You mentioned how important it is seeing the guys grow as a team and how everyone has tried to get better. Thinking about over the course of this year, we've had players who have started new relationships, players who have lost parents, family members. How important and how do you guys go about, I guess, not just keeping a handle on where everyone is emotionally, but kind of providing that family type of support for players?
Yeah, first you kind of got to get a gauge for the club. And this group here from day one has been there for each other in any moments like that you speak of. So it kind of just happened organically. Like, it's not something that we had to try to force. But, you know, I like to think I do a good job of meshing with players as individuals and as a team. It's part of a job as a manager. But I didn't really have to work hard for it this year. These guys, you know, they're it's a great group, and even the guys that we drafted this year, it's like they came in here and guys like Expo and Clarno and guys like that, they really, really, really welcome people and they make them feel comfortable from the get-go. So it's that's always great to have.
Yeah, it's pretty clear to see who the heart and soul of the clubhouse is. Where have you grown this year? What's been the biggest change for you, either professionally or personally?
I think anytime, you know, this is my first year as a full season manager, so that's kind of helped me grow in a way. You know, it's usually I've managed an extended or I've never managed a full season team, but I've been at the full season level. So having to run the club for 5 months once you break spring training is kind of, you know, I don't want to say it helped mature me in a way, but it really, you know, it is a grind. It's a 5 month season, and so that, you know, that's the first thing that pops into my head. But also, like any other season, you know, going back to the players and how they are, it's like, you know, I like to tell these guys, hey, part of the process of being a pro and the process of getting to the big leagues is being able to give feedback to coaches. And whether, you know, that's uncomfortable, could be an uncomfortable conversation to have or whatever, but, you know, in some instances like that where we're working at something and a guy might not, you know, understand it, or he might not, even in some cases they might not agree, and just being able to talk and have them give the players feedback or the coaches feedback, you know, is another way that, you know, us as a staff has grown. And that, I go back to that trust factor. If you're able to listen to a player and see what he's feeling and you know where he's coming from, that builds that trust factor. So ways like that, you know, it's helped me as the manager and our coaching staff grow.
One person who I think really exemplifies that at the big league level is Ron Washington. You look at how the guys at all levels sort of treat him and interact with him. That's a sort of a good example of what in my mind is a sort of healthy coach player staff relationship. Speaking of the big league Braves, last night Ronald Acuña Jr. absolutely mashed the grand slam. He's now a member of the only member of the 30-60 club. What? Salem goes in order in the top of the first, bringing the Green Jackets up to the plate here in inning number one. Green Jackets line it up like this. Ambioris Tavares is in the leadoff spot with Cam McGee right behind. Sabin Ceballos got the second game yesterday off, is DHing and batting third. Drew Compton is the cleanup hitter today. Cade Curran right behind him in fifth after homering yesterday. EJ Exposito, that's sixth, with the bottom three in the order. Pierre Olivier Boucher, Jacob Godman, and Tyler Collins. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the mound, the fourth rounder in the 2021 draft out of Leadership Christian Academy in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico. First pitch is taken for a strike by Tavares. Rodriguez Cruz, an excellent record this year. 6-2, a 2.53 ERA. Has not pitched since July 6th. It gets Tavares in the dirt here on appeal, and it's 0-2. Placed on the injured list the last week of July, but missed a start before that and the All-Star break. They were not inclined to make any quick moves to put him on the IL. So he is back now, however, just about 2 months after his last appearance. The numbers are excellent. A top 30 prospect on both FanGraphs and Baseball America. And he'll get Tavares swinging on three pitches. So a return to form for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Leadership Christian Academy. We've seen a couple of guys over the course of this year out of that school. Miguel Pabon of Myrtle Beach. It also produced Jose Miranda, the cousin of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Miranda now a big leaguer in the Twins organization.
Quickly one away, and now Cam McGee. 1-for-6 this week with a pair of walks. Lefty in the box, righty on the mound. And he'll line the first pitch towards the left field corner, dropping fast, and it's in for a base hit. Aussie Henn dives, it rolls off his glove, and McGee will take second base with a stand-up double. A risky play for Albertson Aussie Henn, who has plenty of speed, but he waited too late to commit. And he likely would have been able to hold McGee to a single. Yesterday, McGee got thrown out going first to second, this time not even a play at the bat. Second hit of the series for Cam McGee, and now the table is set for Sabin Ceballos. Two walks in game one yesterday. He is 4-for-6 with 4 runs batted in and those 2 walks. He is playing in his 3rd game here. He drove in 4 on Tuesday in his debut. Ready on ready matchup. First pitch is swung on and missed. A battle of Boricuas here. Two men from the island of Puerto Rico. Ceballos, who went to San Jacinto Junior College and then Oregon, going up against Rodriguez Cruz, who was an Oregon commit before being drafted and signing. They could have been teammates. Instead, they are foes. The 0-1 is a fastball on the outside edge. McGee on second. Good speed. Anything to the outfield could be enough to bring him home. I think that pitch was a little bit outside. Rodriguez Cruz got the benefit of the doubt. 0-2. Fastball fouled off. Fastball at 94. It's a three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, change for Rodriguez Cruz as well. He does have a curveball, but it's hard to tell if the curveball is really just a bad slider sometimes. He's tall and skinny, and you get the sense that he might need to put on a bit of size as well as he ages. He's still fairly young, but with more size comes more velo and durability, all things that are important for a starting pitcher. 0-2 on Ceballos, no score, bottom one. The pitch is down and away. Tried to get him with that slider, and Ceballos, a discerning eye to hold up. McGee dancing around off the second base bag. John Frank Salazar is back into the right of that second base bag, just keeping a watchful eye. Johanna Fran Garcia is the catcher. 1-2. Breaking ball, hit hard, left center field, and it's in for a base hit. They're going to wave McGee home. Here comes the throw from Tucker. It is cut off by the pitcher. Another RBI for Sabin Ceballos. He has 5 singles and 5 men driven in his first 7 at-bats. The Green Jackets are now on top, 1-0. I mean, you just could not have imagined a better start at the plate for Ceballos, who once again just thrives with men on base ahead of him. Went 4-for-4 with a walk on Tuesday and those 4 men driven in. And now here, he works a count a little bit, down in the count 0-2, gets a 1-2 pitch he liked and deposited it in left center field. Now Drew Compton will ground this pitch towards the pitcher. He looks towards second, he's going to go to first himself instead and let Ceballos take second base, a 1 unassisted ground out. The Green Jackets now on top, 1-0, with 2 men out in the bottom of the first. And now to the dish comes Cade Kern. Kern's had himself quite a nice series, riding a 4-game hit streak. He's got extra base hits in the first 2 games of this week. A double on Tuesday night and a homer yesterday. We've got an automatic strike here, I believe, a violation on Kern. And he'll take the next pitch for a strike, which I believe will make it 0-2. We'll wait for the sign here from the umpire. Couldn't tell which direction he pointed in on that automatic call. Either way, Green Jackets up 1-0. Ceballos not being held on second base. 0-2 it is. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. A 2-pitch strikeout as we have to get used to that here. But the Green Jackets strike first. Sabin Ceballos with his 5th hit and his 5th run batted in game number 3. Green Jackets up 1-0, top of the second. We come back.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jackets leading here after one full inning of work. Sabine Ceballos gets the job done in the bottom of the frame, and now Gowan's back out to the mound here for his second inning. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen, which suggests that maybe Rodriguez Cruz's evening will be done after one. Again, his first action, and with no Florida Complex League in play, his first action since July 6th, no other way to get him game reps right now. Of course, there's no longer the option of going down to the complex to get actual true live in-game experience. Johanafran Garcia is the man in the box right now to lead it off. 4-5 and 6 against Gowans. The righty will deliver a strike, a fastball that sails up there at 92. Garcia hitting 167, a homer, and four men batted in. Went 0 for 4 yesterday with a strikeout and a double play. He'll foul this one off. It's 0-2. Green Jackets an early lead. They did not have an early lead in either of yesterday's games. They fell behind 3-0 in game two. 0-2 pitch sails up with a fastball a little bit too high. In game one, the combined no-hitter, only 3 hits in the contest for Augusta, and they took the lead on an error by Nathaniel Uten in right field. Gowans winds and fires. It is popped up and out of play over the seats to our right. A lovely temperate evening here at the ballpark. Temperatures in the mid-80s with some horizontally striped clouds above us in the sky. Plenty of blue sky as well. No threat of rain. 1-2, hit hard to right field. High in the air, but shallow as Kern arcs over towards the line. Now over in the bullpen, he'll make the catch about 4 feet behind the mound in the Salem bullpen for out number one. It is the third-to-last home game here in this 2023 season. Green Jackets celebrating Be A Fan Appreciation Weekend, and the entire team did arcs over toward the entire team did an autograph session before the game, which was great to see. We've got time called here as a ball comes loose from that Salem pen, so Gowans has to reset for a second. Now back to business. Alcantara in the box. He'll foul the first pitch off. He has struggled this month, and since being called up, he did well in the Florida Complex League. He had about a 750 OPS and hit in the 250s there, but just 157 with 6 runs batted in since then. And a big swing and a miss here. It is now an 0-2 count. And Alcantara in particular has really struggled against Augusta. He is now just 1 for 15 against the Green Jackets, who he debuted against about a month ago. 0-2 pitch is taking strike 3 called. Off speed, backed him up, and he will go down looking. So now Nathaniel Uten, he becomes the next man to bat. Green Jackets trying to get through a second straight clean inning to begin this game. Gowans, as with all the other debuting pitchers this week, Drew Hackenberg, and yesterday, Kate Keeler, who was the first pitcher in that no-hitter. You'll likely see done after 2 to 3 innings, depending on pitch count and otherwise, but you certainly gotten off to a great start so far. 1-0 to U10 is grounded up the middle, right to the second baseman Exposito, who sets himself, slings over to Compton, and the side is retired. Six up, six down. Seems to be inclined to go stride for stride with Keeler's debut yesterday. To the bottom of the second we go, Augusta on top, 1-0.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, home, yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for the bottom of the second. Green Jackets up 1-0. A new arm on the mound. Rodriguez cruises evening over. It's now Christian Nunez who comes in. Nunez, the 20-year-old, had a very good outing against Augusta back on August 12th when he made his affiliated debut. Went four innings, gave up just one hit while hitting one and fanning six. Since then, though, a couple of mixed fortunes. He gave up six runs all earned with eight hits allowed to Delmarva the week after that. And then last week, just three innings of work. He has not appeared in a game where he has not started yet this year. And that obviously changes right now as he enters as the bulk reliever behind Rodriguez Cruz, who goes an inning, gives up one run on two hits while fanning a pair as well. EJ Exposito leading it off. His first pitch is tipped into the mid of Garcia. Exposito, Boucher, and Godman, the three due up. 6, 7, and 8. Augusta, that early lead, that first inning run. Looking for their first series win at SRP Park in a month and a half. Expo flies this one to right, and U10 will make the grab for out number one. Yesterday, Luis Ravello, who was playing second base in game one, was backing up onto the outfield grass to make a catch that would have retired the side. U10 came in and called him off, but neither of them communicated well enough. And U10 batted the ball right out of Ravello's glove. It allowed the Green Jackets to get what would be the game's only run. It was off the bat of this man, Pio Boucher. It was officially an E9, so no RBI, but a crucial moment either way. First pitch up and away to the lefty Boucher, who is looking to work some more counts. Just six walks so far. He's now taking at bat number 60 of the season. 1-0, in for a strike. Six walks, 29 strikeouts, hitting 150, no homers, four men batted in. Had a nice double on Sunday where he really used his long frame to send the ball the opposite way. 1-1, outside, tails away from the catcher Garcia. Manager Frankie Diaz is, rather, excuse me, Coach Frankie Diaz is doing the third base coach duties tonight while Cody Capella is in the dugout. 2-1, fastball above the bat. It's 2-2, swung on and missed. Jair Casanova, actually Jeremy Celedonio, doing the first base coaching tonight after reaching three times yesterday with a single and two walks. Frankie Diaz has coached third in every Friday night game this year. He also was the interim manager early in August. This one grounded sharply underneath the glove of Anderson at third and into left field for a base hit. Boucher is aboard. Anderson just lifted the leather a bit too quickly there. Maybe got distracted by the blinding neon yellow of his cleats. It is the third hit of the day for Augusta, second of the series for Boucher. And now one on, one out for Jacob Godman, who in his first at-bat yesterday annihilated his first home run. It went way over the SRP sign in left center field over towards the scoreboard. Off the bat at 105, and the distance was about 389 feet. Boucher can run. He's got a lead. First pitch is taken for a strike at the waist. Albert Feliz holding Boucher on at first with Salazar at second, Alcantara at short, and Antonio Anderson at third. Asihan in left, Tucker in center, and Uten in right. A one pitch. Breaking ball down in it. It'll even up at 1-1. Green Jackets leading 1-0, looking for more. Green Jackets have not been caught on the base paths this week. They are a perfect 7-0 in stolen bases. Stolen the second most bases in all of single A in the last 30 days with 65. 1-1, soft curveball inside for ball two. 75 miles an hour there on that curveball. It's really a 12-6 shape, really up and down. But he's missed on two consecutive off-speed offerings. We'll see if he goes fastball here. Godden could sit dead red, perhaps. 2-1. Fastball it is, but it swung on and missed. A beautiful night here. Good crowd on hand as well. The first day of September. Just 9 games remaining, including this one, in these 2023 season. 2-2 taken down and away. Good eye by Godman, because that is a very nicely located breaking ball. It'll go full. See if they run Boucher here with a full count. Only one out. He's got a lead. Lee's holding him on. He'll go. The pitch is fouled off down the third baseline. Last night, the Atlanta Braves picked up a nervy win against the Los Angeles Dodgers out at Dodger Stadium. The game was a little bit closer than it looked like at one point. Braves were up 6-1 after the top of the second inning, with Ronald Acuna hitting a grand slam and Austin Riley homering after that. But the Dodgers showed no quit. Mookie Betts a 2-homer night. Again, 3-2. This one outside and low, ball four. Godman went 1-for-2 yesterday with a homer and a walk, and now continues his streak, getting on base here in his first AB. Now a good chance for Tyler Collins, who played in Game 1 yesterday, went 0-for-2. A couple of guys at the bottom of the lineup in Game 1 yesterday only got 2 at-bats because of the fact the Green Jackets only recorded 3 hits and a handful of walks in that game, and it was a 7-inning game, which the Green Jackets won without needing to come up a 7th time. Collins squares the bunt, pulls it back, and takes a ball. Maybe fortunate there. That pitch got a lot of the plate. So it is 1-0. Collins hitting 201 with 44 men driven in. The second on the team behind EJ Exposito. Good chance he'll end up playing 90 to 95 games this year, depending on how much rest he gets over the next 8 days. 1-0. He bunts this one foul into the netting. But the Braves picked up that 8-7 win yesterday. A good bullpen performance in the late goings, with Pierce Johnson stranding some men aboard and then Raisel Iglesias picking up the save. Some nervy moments, though, in the middle, with the bullpen giving up 3 home runs in 2 innings after Strider's evening was done. Breaking ball down and in here. It's 2-1 on Collins. Green Jackets looking to extend the lead. Collins with good speed is hard to double up. Infield is pulled slightly. There's a lot of space on the left side, though, and Collins has proven to be a very good slap hitter using the whole field. 2-1 pitch is in the zone for a strike. That makes up for the pitch to begin the AB. That one was well low. It's 2-2. Red Sox did not play last night. They are in Kansas City this evening for a 3-game set with the Royals. 2-2 pitch. Chopper up the middle. Over in the center field for a base hit. They're going to wave in Boucher. The throw will come to second base instead. It's another clutch RBI with 2 strikes for Tyler Collins. And the Green Jackets double the lead, now 2-0. RBI number 45 of the year. That ball hit hard right off the ground, and it took a big hop over the pitcher's mound. Neither the shortstop or second baseman were going to be able to get there and cut it off, and it goes right to center fielder Stanley Tucker. Green Jackets tack on another run. 2-0 now the score, with Godman at second, Collins at first. A chance for Ambioris Tavares. Had his 7-game hit streak snapped yesterday in game two, but did walk twice. It's an 8-game on base streak. He's reached 16 times in that span. And he'll take a strike here. In the first half of the season, Tavares hit below 200 with an OPS south of 600. In the second half, in about 45 games, his average is 50 points higher with an OPS 110 points higher, as you heard Cody Gabella talk about in that pregame show. 0-1, slice foul. And Tavares came into the season with a lot of expectations placed on him. He was a highly touted prospect who had some good performances based on the raw tools in the Dominican Summer League. And it was easy to forget that he was just a young 19-year-old making his first foray into affiliated baseball. Struggles with strikeouts and also on the mental side as well. And he seems to really have dialed in here. Having said that, he takes an 0-2 swing and a miss, and he's now seen six pitches, all strikes. We're at number two. But a much improved Tavi over the second half of the year, and hope that with a full offseason of instructs down in Florida and then a full spring training as well, that this is where he will start off next year. Also dealt with some injuries as well in the previous year that kept him off the field at times. So Cam McGee to the plate, who doubled in the first, and he'll slice one foul here. McGee, a lefty, does some interesting things with his stance, a very active front foot, and you think that might have contributed to how he's been able to slice some doubles to left field. It's been a good spray chart so far for McGee. Next hit will take him over 200 here in week number four of the season for him. He'll take a fastball on the outside edge here for a strike. Green Jackets on top, 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Gowans has retired the first six men he faced. Another arm is beginning to throw now in the bullpen for the visitors. We'll wait and see if it's a pitch count thing or something else. As this one chopped towards the first baseman, Feliz fields it uncomfortably, and the pitcher does not get to the bag in time as McGee hustles him out down the line. That is a mental error from the pitcher, Christian Nunez. And McGee did a hard 90, chugging down the line, and the bases are loaded. That is demonstrative of perhaps someone 20 years of age, and maybe Feliz did not make the play clear enough as well, but the pitcher just, I don't want to say lollygagged his way over, but he certainly did not get there as fast as he could have and indeed should have. So the bases are loaded now. McGee now 2-for-2. And Sabin Ceballos to the plate with the sacks full. First pitch to him is hit hard to right field. U10 heads towards the track. It looks like he'll have the room, though, and he will make the catch to retire the side. First time Ceballos has left men on base to end an inning this season. We'll go to the bottom, rather the top of inning number three. Green Jackets load the bases. They do bring one home. And it's 2-0 lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Number 70, Don Franks. Salazar. He's our bow batter of the game. He strikes out both angles. Bowler in this game coupons for everyone.
Back here in the top of inning number three, Green Jackets add on another run in the bottom of the second to make it a 2-0 ballgame. Gowan's on the mound. Salazar, the righty in the box, going ready on ready. He'll take a ball in the dirt. Tyler Collins, the RBI single in the last frame. The 1-0 is a check swing, and they appeal up the line. He did indeed go around. Tried to hold up there, but it was one of those swings where the top of the body obeyed different instructions than the legs in the lower half, and it just looked like an awkward swing there, and indeed awkward it was. 1-1. This one lays to left center field, high in the air, but Boucher seems to have a beat on it. Collins, the center fielder, there as well, and Collins will come in front of Boucher to make the catch for the out. Now the eight man, Albert Feliz, who has been the most dangerous man on this team. He's got 10 of their 60 home runs. He's got a sixth of their long balls this year, 16% if we're feeling a percentage. Had two last night, the second one, which I think might have gone 450 feet. It hit between the third and fourth story of the apartment building in left center fields. He'll take a strike here, though. Sources in the Red Sox organization say that he has the best bat speed of any player under contract with the Sox, majors or minors. Of course, with that, though, comes a lot of swing and miss. And again, similar profile to Jeremy Celedonio, the raw power and also some refining in zone. 1-1, down and away. Hitting .239, 10 homers. He's driven in 41. And for whatever it's worth, Celedonio does have a higher 90th percentile exit velo, but I was talking to some scouts before the game today. There are a number of professionals here as Feliz fouls this one off, and just talking about how every team and every organization has certain metrics that they value more than others, and how that influences a lot of what scouts report on, but how important the eye test is as well. And the home run yesterday from Feliz passed the eye test the same way. If you watch Celedonio take batting practice and you see him trying to poke holes in the batter's eye, there's something there that numbers do back up, but you got to know what you're looking for too. 2-2 pitch is strike three called. Three strikeouts now for Gowans, and all three of them, have been looking. It's been eight up, eight down now for Riley, and there are two away.
Left fielder number 22, Albertson Acina.
Gowans out of Libertyville, Illinois. 35 to 40 minutes north of Chicago, right on the Wisconsin border. Asihen steps in and takes one outside. It's been home to many a famous person, by the way. Marlon Brando, amongst others, Frank Thomas from that area. 1-0 misses outside. It's 2-0. Of course, you can pick a suburb of Chicago and you will find tons of interesting information about it. 2-0 pitch just upstairs, 3-0. Gowans then went a little bit further south for his collegiate education. It offers from Ole Miss, it offers from a number of schools in the Big Ten. Was asking today if he ever faced off with Spencer Schwellenbach, and he said indeed he did when Schwellenbach was batting and playing shortstop, and Schwellenbach went 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. 3-0 pitch in for a strike. It's 3-1 on Ossie Henn, who is 0-2 this week. He has drawn three walks, however, hitting just below 300. 3-1 is lined to center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. So, Gowans does indeed wind up one-upping his new teammate, Cade Keeler, who went 2 1/3 innings without giving up a hit yesterday. And now, after eight men retired, a two-out single for Ossie Henn, who is a threat to run. He's got 11 stolen bases now, which leads the active team. Salem does not run all that much, the second fewest bags in the league. Green Jackets on top, 2-0 here in the top of the third. With two men out, top of the order, Stanley Tucker is the next man to bat. Runner goes on the first pitch. It's taken high. Godman's throw is a beauty, and they got him. Godman showcases a laser beam to retire the side. So Gowans will face the minimum in three innings of work. It is 2-0 Augusta as we head to the bottom of the third.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Now back to the Green Jackets. First base number 34, our cleanup batter of the game, Drew Compton.
Cowans once again gets the side, well, not in order. He gets it a single, but then a caught stealing on the first pitch of the next batter means he's faced nine men through three frames. Compton in the box, he'll take a breaking ball very low. Nunez had 26 pitches in that first inning, and I suspect that was why an arm was up and warming. We know some organizations don't let guys go more than 30 pitches in a frame, 35 in a frame, and it was more of a contingency than anything else. Fouled off, it's 1-1 on Compton. Green Jackets leading 2-0. Compton grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Pitch here hit hard to the right side. Second baseman Salazar is there. He gathers and throws to first for the out. And now Cade Kern. He struck out swinging to end the first. Green Jackets got a run in the first and a run in the second. RBIs today for Ceballos and Tyler Collins. Kern hitting 257. First pitch here taken down and away. Sun is beginning to set here. You can just sense a little bit. Fall is indeed coming. We got used to the sun setting in the 9 o'clock hour in the middle stages of the season. 1-0 tipped into the mitt, and it's 1-1, but we got used to seeing, you know, how light this park would stay, and to the point where sometimes we have to kill time for fireworks on Saturday nights. 1-1 pitch is in for a strike. Good breaking ball, but now very much autumnal in the air, and no changing leaves just yet or anything like that, though. 1-2. Outside. 2 evening games for the remainder of the home schedule. 6:05 on Saturday and then 6:05 on Sunday. We wrap things up. 2-2 is fouled off into the netting. Green Jackets have 5 hits so far through 2 1/3 frames. They have not had the leadoff man on there in any inning. EJ Exposito on deck. He's the third man to bat. Another 2-2 pitch. This one taken. Strike 3 call. Good fastball there on the outside edge for out number 2. So 2-away, no one on for EJ Exposito. Went 1-for-6 in the 2 games yesterday. manager Cody Cabela said that he's one of the guys who really just holds the clubhouse together. He's played more games than anyone else on the Green Jackets this year. He might end up hitting 110 for Augusta, as this one is in for a strike. Got a good bounce back inning so far for Nunez, who has two men retired. And Exposito lines this one into the glove of the shortstop, Alcantara, who took flight and took away a surefire hit for Exposito. Alcantara looking more like Michael Jordan there than a shortstop himself. But we'll go to the inning number four, to the inning number four. We'll go to inning number four when we come back. It's the Green Jackets 2 and Salem nothing.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting ready for the top of the fourth. Green Jackets on top 2-0 for the first time. They go in order in a frame. It'll be the top of the order at the plate. Stanley Tucker in to lead it off. He took one pitch, a ball, in his last at-bat before. Sehan was caught stealing second. Third man caught by Godman this year. That's about an even 20% caught stealing percentage. Tucker down in the count 0-1, has gone hitless since his home run on Tuesday night, and he'll take a strike here. Downs, three strikeouts and three innings of work. Pitching here into the fourth, only now 36 pitches, and he'll get a strikeout here as Tucker chases a breaking ball down and away for strikeout number four. He has been very efficient as Gowans, and now through 3 1/3 on only 37 pitches. And now Antonio Anderson comes up to the plate out of North Atlanta. Played in game one yesterday. Two for his first 13 in affiliated baseball. He'll take a strike here. Had a ball go under his glove earlier that was given correctly as a single. Anderson out of North Atlanta, not too far from Truist. They foul this one off Jacob Godman's helmet, and it's 0-2. Of course, the greater Atlanta area produces so many of America's best athletes across so many sports, too. It's not just baseball, football, and basketball, but track and field as well. Soccer, too. 0-2 is taken inside for a ball. I think Anderson thought that was strike three because he started backing up towards the dugout. Some oohs and ahs there from the crowd. 1-2 on Antonio Anderson, who's a third rounder of the Red Sox this year. And the pitch is waved at and missed. Tied him up. Strikeout number five for Gowans, who is settling in quite nicely to the SRP Park mound.
Designated hitter, Justin Garcia.
Two away now for Justin Garcia. Grounded out to EJ Exposito to end the first. And he will foul one off here, the underside of Jacob Godman's leg, and he immediately gets up and tries to stretch it out. That's a sore spot there for Godman, who is going to get a little bit of extra breathing time here, perhaps, and manager Cody Cabela is going to come out along with Jesus Aviles to check on him. I think he wore that one off an uncomfortable spot on the upper thigh. And trainer and manager gathering up, and one of those things that time helps a lot. Green Jackets leading here 2-0. Gowans has been superb. He's given up one base runner who was then caught stealing just one pitch later. He has been efficient. He has been confident. Ninth rounder in this last year's draft. Was on the older side, and the Braves have done that often in the middle and late rounds of the draft. They've taken slightly older college arms with stuff that will play as Godman gets up to his feet, and I think he's going to be good to continue here. Still chatting it over here. There are some smiles on the faces of Cabela and Aviles, the trainer. We'll see if they give a warm-up pitch here or not. They don't look like they will, so the count 0-1 on Jostingston Garcia. But the Braves, like their college arms, they, like every other team, have eyes all over the country. And age not really a factor as much for pitchers. It's more about, you know, the quality of stuff. It's 0-2 here as Garcia takes a big swing and a miss. Time called by the batter. Two away. And the 0-2. Fouled off. Gowans looking to strike out the side here. You know, Cade Keeler, yesterday's starter for Augusta, was the Friday night starter for Campbell as a true freshman. And that's a luxury that not every player gets. Some programs make you earn your way into the rotation and showcasing your stuff at a different time. 0-2 is grounded up the middle. Tavares, the shortstop, is there. He's got to hurry his throw to first in time by a step to retire the side. Gowans through four seamless innings. He has faced the minimum. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets leading 2-0.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the fourth, Green Jackets on top 2-0. It's Pio Boucher in to lead it off, who singled and scored back in the second. First pitch to him is sliced foul and out of play. Boucher, Godman, Collins, all of whom reached in the first. Singles for Boucher and Collins and a walk for Godman. 7-8-9 in the order. Getting darker quickly here as we approach the 8 o'clock hour on this Friday night. This one taken downstairs for a ball. K Good activity out on the berm right now. Plenty of kids here on this Friday evening. It's what you like to see. 1-1 slow curveball in for a strike. This breaking ball is in the mid-70s, but it looks like even slower than that from Christian Nunez, who is up to 40 pitches now. Got a 1-2-3 third. The pitch here hit hard towards the alley in left center field. Asihan runs over and makes the catch. He overran that ball and had to reach back to where he came from to swipe it out of the sky, but he'll spare his own blushes there and make the catch for out number one. Now Jacob got into the dish. A walk back in inning number two. Godwin was left at third base. Green Jackets loaded up the bases after scoring that run back in inning number two. Green Jackets got a run in the first and the second. Neither team has scored since then. First pitch here is swung on and missed. No action in the Augusta bullpen either, which means they are content to let Gowans keep going here. And certainly earned the right to pitch into the fifth. A one. Upstairs. One one is a check swing. Did he go? He did not, according to Tyler Hovick. Looking around the Braves organization today and across the minors, Rome leading Winston-Salem right now, 3-2. Owen Murphy has held the dash to just two hits so far through three frames. 2-1. Fastball in the upper part of the zone for a strike. Murphy so far. Three innings of work, two hits, one earned run, and six strikeouts, which is par for the course. One of the runs scored on a throwing error from Morton. 2-2 here on Godman. All the other Braves affiliates in action today as well. The pitch is upstairs. Mississippi leads Rocket City 1-0. That game in the second inning. And tonight in Memphis, the Stripers will go walking in Memphis as they take on the Redbirds. That game at 8:05. And of course, the Big League Club in action in about 2 hours on the West Coast. 3-2 misses down and away, ball four. Godman working his way aboard. Make it now three walks for him in his last game plus. Two walks today, a homer and a walk yesterday. And now Tyler Collins to the plate. One on, one out. TC singled in a run his last time up.
Center fielder number 49, Tyler Collins.
And of course, having just said that about Owen Murphy, he gives up a leadoff home run to Brooks Baldwin, who Green Jackets saw with Kannapolis 12 times, and it's a 3-3 ball game out in Winston-Salem. First pitch to Collins is a slider for a strike. Collins at the plate, Tavares on deck. Green Jackets have five hits so far. They've also drawn two walks. Here in the bottom of the fourth, base traffic has been a non-factor the last game or so. Green Jackets with a seven-run performance yesterday. All seven runs came in one inning. One and one on Collins. He did square it a bunt earlier. That was with two men aboard in front of him, though. And the pitch is hit hard to right center field towards the alley. Uten gives it a look. He comes in now, and he'll make the grab about knee high for out number two. You get the sense it's not going to be long before Collins hits that first pro homer. He hit one very hard yesterday that ended up with an out at the track. And also had a triple on Sunday, that either Saturday steps in. Alcantara on at first. This is the second hit of the day for Salem. Looks like the Wi-Fi issue might be resolved now. And we can get back to business. 3-0 to score. Green Jackets leading in the top of the fifth. It is Uten at the plate. He grounded out in inning number two. First pitch to him is golfed at and missed. Back foot breaking ball. Looks like maybe Nolan Martinez or possibly Wall, who is throwing down that left field line. A one. just outside. Good pace to this game. We're an hour in here in the top of the fifth. We played some fast-moving games. Game one yesterday, the no-hitter, an hour and 29 minutes for seven innings. Pickoff there over to first, nothing doing. And the pitch. Runner goes. It's lined to left field. Boucher heads towards the track. He will make the grab by the wall. And they will have to get the runner all the way back to first. Tavares's throw is just late. Nearly a deep 7-6-2 double play. But good work there from Alcantara, who had to remember to touch the second base bag on his way back. Because if you don't do that, the Green Jackets can appeal to second base and get the out. We saw that once earlier this season, all the way back in the third week of the year in Myrtle Beach. So a fly out, and now two away in the top of the fifth. And the pitch is taken for a strike by Salazar. Time called here by the batter, Salazar, who flew out to center his first time up. Mostly groundouts so far today for the visitors. Not a whole lot in the air. Pickoff throw over to first base, not in time. Alcantara back with a slide. 3-4 and 5 due up next half inning. Ceballos, Compton, and Kern. Green Jackets leading 3-0, looking to push that even further. A 1. Upstairs, up and in. Slider outside. Green Jackets and Salem both eliminated from postseason contention here, but still a lot to play for. Pride, numbers, and ending the year on a high note. This one popped up foul and out of play. It's 2-2. The Red Sox in AA and AAA, though, have a good possibility of making the postseason. Worcester and Portland are both, as of right now, very much in the playoff hunt, either leading or within a game and a half of their spots in the Eastern League and International League, respectively. Gowans will pick over to first, tagged down from Compton, not in time. And now a 2-2 pitch upstairs. So a full count with two away. Alcantara will be off on the pitch. Gowans looking to get through this frame. It is popped up foul and out of play, and Alcantara will have to do another 90 feet in the other direction. College football in action tonight as well, as we had some games yesterday too. Manager Cody Cabela's Miami Hurricanes up 10-0. 3-2 pitch, taken, ball four. Did not get the call on the inside corner there. And unfortunately, that will do it for Gowans on the day. That was right there on the paint. The umpire did not give it to him, and we'll have a pitching change. Gowans goes 4 2/3 innings of work. He looks very good in his debut. Two hits allowed. He strikes out five, and just a lone walk there to Salazar. He is responsible for both men aboard. We'll have the change when we come back. Top of the fifth, Green Jackets up 3-0.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
So Gowans, his evening is done. He goes 4 2/3, a single and a walk, put men aboard here on first and second for Corey Wall, who has been dynamite as of late. Wall, his seventh appearance this season, came up to the Green Jackets on August 2nd, so now 31 days after that. Got a win in his debut. Spent time at Fordham and William & Mary. Roll Tribe. Two men aboard for him. ERA of 5.79, but again, just 9 1/3 innings pitched so far. That's a number that will go down. His last two outings, he has been stellar. He has gone four innings without allowing a run, giving up just one hit in that time. We'll have Albert Feliz in to lead it off, and he will take a ball. Feliz, a strikeout, looking his first time up. Two homers yesterday. Salem hit the second most homers in the league in August. In fact, they hit half of their home runs on the season last month. 1-0. Is ripped towards shortstop and into left field for a base hit. They will send the runner home. Boucher's throw is cut off by McGee. He will not make a throw. It's an RBI single for Feliz, and now a 3-1 ball game. RBI 42 this year for Feliz, with Salazar staying put at second. And now Albertson Asihen comes up with the tying run at first. First pitch to Asihen is in for a strike. Asihen singled his first time up as the first base runner of the day for Sale. He then got caught stealing one pitch later. Green Jackets still up by a pair, 3-1. And the 0-1 pitch is fouled off hard down the right field line and out of play. Green Jackets with the heart of the order coming to the plate in the bottom of the inning, 3, 4, and 5. Ceballos to lead it off. 0-2 here to Asihen, and the pitch is taken all the way to the backstop. It gets off the glove of Godman. Everyone will advance 90 feet. Salazar takes third, and Feliz to second, and now 180 feet away from tying up this ballgame. Count 1-2. Still a chance to escape with the lead. The righty fires. Taken outside corner, strike three calls. One run in, but Wall spans one of the two he inherits, and the Green Jackets still lead through 4.5. We go to the bottom of inning number 5. Green Jackets lead 3-1. New arm coming in for the visitors. One of these days, we'll learn that Sweet Caroline is a mid-eighth inning festivity at Fenway Park, but neither here nor there. Green Jackets coming up to the plate here in bottom of inning number five, leading now 3-1. As Ceballos steps in and takes a strike from Luis Talavera, the next arm to work. Talavera making his 27th appearance of the year, 4.59 ERA, an 0-1 record, and middling peripherals, and he'll get strike two called here with a fastball. Under a strikeout per inning of work, a whip of 1.53. Although against the Green Jackets, only went once, but did get through three innings of work without allowing an earned run. 0-2 is pop foul and out of play. Ceballos is 1-for-2, flew out to the warning track and right with the bases loaded his last time up and drove in the first run of the game back in inning number one with a single. 0-2. Taking strike three calls. Doesn't like the call. And it's the first strikeout for Ceballos of his affiliated career. So one away now for Drew Compton. Compton 0-for-2, just 1-for-12 this week, a couple of walks. He will take a strike at the knees. Herky jerky kind of release for Talavera, who really brings his arm back and forward very fast, and he's got some good velo in the mid-90s so far. It's 0-2. The pitch is taken outside and high. Compton and Curran, the two men to bat. Neither with a hit so far today. Jacob Godman has reached twice on walks with McGee going 2-for-3. Compton will take this ball and it'll even up at 2-2. Been a fast-moving game. 2-2, grounded foul. Another 2-2 pitch, that one taken up and away. Breaking ball that time. Green Jackets 6 hits so far today, doubling up Salem's hit total. 3 runs on 6 hits. Neither team with an error yet. We've got, I believe, a ball on the field out left center. And poor Aussie Henn is going to have to go run this down. Now everyone will get reset. 3-2 is the count on Compton. The payoff, taking high ball 4. So Compton is aboard with his third walk of the week. Just about an even strikeout to walk ratio for him so far with Augusta. Had very good on base numbers at Georgia Tech and has continued that so far. And now Cade Kern, 2 strikeouts for him today. And he'll take a slider for a strike. Kern had the first of the 2 home runs yesterday for Augusta. He did get the ball back. Both players did get their balls back, by the way, from those initial home runs. 0-1. Slider on the inside edge. Oh, 2. Taking strike 3 calls. So a hat trick of strikeouts for Kern. And now 2 away. EJ Exposito, the next man up. He has 2 fly out today. Well, he lined out on a spectacular grab by Alcantara, the shortstop, his last time. First pitch to him is up and in. .10 is very high. Talavera has had a much better go of things recently. In the month of August, across seven appearances, only gave up four earned runs, a 2.30 ERA in 15 and two-thirds innings. It was tougher for him earlier on in the year when got hit around pretty hard. He'll get a strike here in the month of July. Gave up seven runs on 11 hits in nine innings of work, and also gave up a couple of home runs. He has been bitten a little bit by the long ball this year. He gave up four in the span of nine outings, and he'll get a strike here, 2-2. And a 2-2 pitch in the dirt. It gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Compton to advance. Green Jackets leading here, 3-1. Final line for Gowans. He goes 4 2/3, gives up two hits, one run. It was earned, a walk, and five strikeouts. No decision for him in his debut. Very confident for someone making their affiliated debut. This pitch grounded to short. Alcantara is there. He'll have to go the long way, but he will in time to retire the side. Green Jackets get a walk and leave one aboard. We go to the sixth inning. It is Augusta 3 and Salem 1 here at SRP Park.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Stanley Tucker in here to begin the sixth inning, and he'll take one down and away from Wall. Green Jackets were not able to get that run back from the fifth inning. A 3-1 scoreline here. 1-0. Checked his swing. And I guess that'll be called a ball as the ball gets out of Godwin's grasp and goes towards the mound. Big debut in Houston tonight as the Martian, Jason Dominguez, makes his debut for the Yankees. This one swung on and missed by Tucker. It's 2-1, and he already has gone deep off of Justin Verlander. So welcome to the show. The 2-1 pitch is popped up right side in foul ground. First baseman Compton over towards the dugout. He will have the room, and he'll make the catch on the warning track for out number one. Tucker 0 for 3. Give him now just a 100 batting average, but the one hit was a three-run home run, which will count for something. And now a chance for Antonio Anderson as well to right the ship. He's 0 for 2 today, 0 for 5 on the series. A single and a double last week in his debut with the Red Sox. He'll take one downstairs here. Was a pitcher, along with being a shortstop. And he'll take one for a strike. It's 1-1. Had some pretty good velo as well. Could get it up there over 90 miles an hour. Also known for being a very good student. And the 1-1 chop towards second. Two hops to Exposito, who throws to first to get him. Now number two. Anderson, a perfect game All-American as well, which typically portends well for being drafted in the first three or four rounds. And indeed, that was the case for him there. Two men retired here, and that'll bring up Jostenson Garcia, who is 0 for 2. In fact, batters 1 through 4 are hitless today, a combined 0 for 11. Righty-on-righty matchup. Pitch from wall is lined to left field. Boucher heads over to his right and will make the catch on the line to retire the side. Easy as 1-2-3, a rapid-fire frame for Wall, who only needs six pitches to get out of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets looking to extend that lead against Talavera.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the bottom of the sixth, Green Jackets with 7, 8, and 9 due up when we come back. Boucher stepping into the box, so I suppose we're back right now. Boucher is 1 for 2, a single back in inning number 2, and a flyout in the fourth. Godman on deck has 2 walks as Boucher takes a ball, and Collins in the hole with an RBI, 1 for 2. Collins, by the way, now up to 20 runs batted in this year as Boucher skies this one to left. Ossie Henn coming in, shortstop there as well, and the shortstop Alcantara will make the catch. But Collins now 20 of his 45 men batted in have come with 2 strikes, which is 4/9 of 44%. Now Jacob Godman, who is officially without an at-bat today, 2 walks. He has scored once as well, got stranded on third back in the second, and he'll take one up and in here. Average up to 214 now for Godman, who played his final year of college ball at Oral Roberts, rocks a great mustache. 1-0 downstairs. A number of men on that Oral Roberts team rocked some pretty spectacular stashes that you might have seen on display in Omaha this last year. 2-0 in the dirt. Now has all the time to think about maybe a third walk of the day. Three-oh, taken on the inside corner for a strike. Green Jackets were held hitless last frame. The last hit was Tavares in the fourth. Then Godman will work his way aboard with a third walk of the day. A five-pitch free pass. Good day for his on-base percentage and the discipline so far. And now Tyler Collins. He flew out to right center field his last time up and singled in a run back in the second. First pitch to Collins, the lefty, big swing and a miss. Talavera on the mound, 6'3", 175, 21 years of age, out of Venezuela. No relation to Emerson Talavera we saw earlier this year. A one misses downstairs. Infield up the middle with the third baseman, Anderson on the grass, maybe protecting against the bunt here perhaps, with TC having shown bunt earlier today. The 1-1 taken for a strike, a big slow breaking ball there, and Collins is out in front. Green Jackets a run in the first, second, fourth, a run for Salem in the fifth. That's been it for the scoring. No team has hung a crooked number yet this game. Pitch black skies now, sun has long since set. The 1-2 taken on the inside edge, strike three calls. Third strikeout for Talavera, who entered and allowed just the one walk last inning. He has now retired five men and walked a pair. And Aviorius Tavares, who doubled in the Green Jackets last run in the fourth, now up to the dish. First pitch to him on the inside edge. Godman, a shallow lead off of first. He scored from first on a double down the right field line by Tavares. A one, swung on and missed. Tavares, two strikeouts in the first two innings. I think that's the first double that we've seen for Tavares this year at home, where he has really used the opposite field. There's so much pull side power from him to the left field corner and to the left center field gap, and it was great to see him just take that ball the other way, and it really got down out there by the right field pole. And he'll line one to right field, a base hit again. Godman hits second, he'll hold up there as Tavares collects another multi-hit game. And the Green Jackets now with two aboard for Cam McGee. Cam McGee began this game with a double and then singled his next time up. Two for three with a flyout, more of a line out his last time up. Aviorius Tavares, that is his 16th two-hit game of the year. He's also got three three-hit games and a four-hit game. So multi-hit game number 20 for him on the season. McGee, the lefty in the box, has gone to left field a couple of times today with that double and with that line-out that was uncomfortably fielded by Aussie Hen. The pitch to him here is sliced out of play down the left field line over towards the garage. Tavares now at 81 hits for the year, just seven shy of Justin Janis for the league lead, or rather the team lead, excuse me. Tavares now also up to 128 total bases to lead the team. 1-1 on McGee, two on and two out. The pitch is lifted to left, high in the air. Aussie Hen comes in, and the left fielder will make the grab to retire the side. Just got underneath that one a bit too much. Green Jackets get a hit and a walk and leave two aboard. Wall back out to the mound for the seventh inning. Green Jackets up by a pair, 3-1 is the score.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the seventh inning here on this Friday night. Green Jackets up 3-1. They are looking for their seventh straight win over Salem. It has been one-sided, to say the least. Season series, as of right now, stands 7-2. They have won the last six. Going back to the final three games of the first series. They took the doubleheader yesterday as well. Johanfran Garcia in the leadoff. 4, 5, and 6. The first pitch to Garcia is a slider for a strike. Around the Braves organization right now, Winston-Salem is up 4-3 on Rome. That game in the seventh inning in North Carolina. This one downstairs 1-1. A couple of former Green Jackets in the lineup there. David McCabe 2-3. This year's Green Jackets, that is. Justin Janis 0-1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Fastball caught on and missed. Steven Paolini, who's the all-time Green Jackets leader in games played, is 1-2 with a pair of runs batted in as well. Owen Murphy goes 5 innings of work, giving up 3 runs, 2 earned, and fanning 7 up there. And he continues to showcase a nice feel for the strikeout. Speaking of, 1-2 pitch, waved at and missed. Strikeout for Garcia. Wall has retired 5 men in a row here and got a very fast 1-2-3 sixth. So now Marvin Alcantara, a single and scored the only run of the game for Salem his last time up. 1-2, struck out to begin his account today. First pitch from Wall is right down the middle for a strike. Wall's got some good stuff. He does not have a whole lot of innings on his arm either. Missed some time during his days as a Fordham Ram. Grad transfer to William & Mary. Swing and a miss. Here it's 0-2. And he has been very solid. His one bad outing this year came against a very talented Fredericksburg team. In fact, it was the last day that Dylan Cruz, Yohenry Morales, Andrew Pinkney played in low A. Just misses down here, and it's 1-2. Infield back, slightly pulled to the right side. The pitch fouled off. On deck, U10 is 0-2. Just the 3 hits so far in this game. A single for Alcantara and then singles for Feliz and Ossie Henn. Green Jackets pitching has really turned it up a notch the last couple of days. This one grounded weakly to short. Tavares charges. He will throw and get him by a couple of steps at first. So 2 away. And now you tend to the plate. A ground out and a fly out to left for him. Did fly out to the deepest vestiges of that left field area. Still counts the same in the book.
Right fielder, Nathaniel Luten.
Luten will foul this one off of Godman in the thigh. He has taken a bit of a beating so far tonight. Braves not in action until this evening. Late this evening, I should say. It's certainly well into the evening right now. Red Sox in action in Kansas City. It's not going according to plan as we've got time called here by U10. In the football world, Miami, Florida is leading Miami, Ohio 16-3. As this pitch is caught on and missed. A good fastball there, and it's 0-2. Georgia Tech leads Louisville 7-6. That game at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. Missouri State and Kansas tied 7-7. Michigan State up 10-7 over Central Michigan. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings, and now 7 straight retired with 3 strikeouts for Wall, who is cruising in this game. Stretch time will keep the crowd mic hot as always. Bottom of the seventh, Augusta up 3-1. We come back. Green Jackets to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. Sabine Ceballos in here, and he will take a strike from Talavera, who has been the best pitcher we've seen so far this series from Salem. He has been lights out so far. Did strand two men aboard. They'll get a strike here on Ceballos. It's 0-2. So far, Ceballos calls time. Talavera, two innings of work. He has walked two and struck out three on 38 pitches. A little bit of stretching going on for Salem down the line. The 0-2 is fouled off into the suites over by the Wow Club. And I think someone made a nice grab there to come away with it. Ceballos, a fly out, a strikeout, and an RBI single today. 0-2, hit hard but foul. Ceballos, Compton, and Kern two up this half inning. This one saws off the Oregon man, and he grounds it to the pitcher, who flips to first for the out. Might have broken his bat as well. It came off the bottom part of the barrel and created some funky spin. Now Compton, who walked his last time up. And they'll take a ball. And the 1-0 is down and in. This one tipped foul by Compton, who drew that walk in the fifth. Fell behind the count, worked it full, and became the first base runner against Talavera today. 2-1, hit hard to right field, over towards the wall. U10 running back, he's running out of space, he jumps up, and it's over his head and off the green. Compton hits second, he's digging for third, and he's going to get there standing up. A stand-up triple for Compton, his first three-bagger in professional baseball, as that one went over the leaping U10 off the wall, and it trickled back towards the alley. And now an insurance run 90 feet away. Well, the Green Jackets, the fewest triples of any team in the league, not for lack of trying, as Kern will take one downstairs. Cade Kern, a great spot here. Infield is in all the way around. He's got three strikeouts today, but a chance to bring in his 11th run batted in of the season with Compton on third. 1-0 on the outside edge for a strike, 1-1. this park does not surrender many triples. It does give up a lot of homers and a lot of doubles, but it's hard. There's just not that much alleyway space here. 1-1. Kern grounds this one up the middle for a base hit. Compton in to score. Kern will stay put at first with an RBI single. And the Green Jackets add another run on. It is now a 4-1 ball game. RBI number 11 for Kern, who snapped a little three-at-bat hitless streak after his big performance yesterday. So Compton triples, Cade Kern brings him home. Green Jackets back out in front by three. EJ Exposito will pop this one up foul. A man will get up and throwing now for Salem. 0-for-3 is Exposito today, looking for a hit to get Kern over into scoring position. The 0-1, Kern goes. It is ripped to left field. Ossie Henn started it, now goes back, and now he'll make the catch as Kern will retreat to first base. That ball, like so many others from Exposito, sounds so hard off the bat, but it was such a hard line drive that Ossie Henn able to make the play on it about head high. So P.O. Boucher to the plate with two out, and Kern on first. A single and a run for him in the second inning. In fact, he scored what is right now the winning run. Kern goes, taken outside. The throw down is in time. They got him. Great tag by Alcantara. And a pretty good throw there from Garcia, although the tag from Alcantara had to get applied very quickly. So Kern drives in a run, gets caught stealing, but the Green Jackets score for the first time since the fourth. We go to the eighth, and the Green Jackets lead now 4-1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
John Frank Salazar in to begin this eighth inning. Green Jackets get an insurance run back in the bottom of the frame on Cade Kern's RBI single. And the first pitch to Salazar is swung on and missed. Wall back out to the mound. Only 27 pitches for him so far through a very fast 2 1/3. A one is waved at and missed. Salazar a walk and a flyout today. Fans chanting for him to strike out here. They'll get a free biscuit from Bojangles. 0-2. They will not get it on that pitch. It's up and away. The 1-2. Is waved at and missed, and there they go. Biscuits for everyone. Salazar strikes out. Strikeout number 4 for Wall, who has now sent down the last 8 men he's faced. Feliz is the last man and only man to reach against him so far. RBI single back in the 5th. That run was the lone run against Augusta today. Charged to Gowans. Arm up and warming in the bullpen for the visitors. for the bottom of the eighth. First pitch here to Feliz is popped foul and out of play. Feliz left a dent in the apartment building last night and is now responsible for three of the last six runs scored by Salem himself. A one downstairs. No action for Augusta. Now, two and two-thirds innings of work for Wall here with one away in the top of the eighth. And the 1-1 is waved out and missed on the inside edge. Tied him up.
Matthew Lynch, you are the winner of the Southern Siding Giveaway. Matthew Lynch, the point of guest services at this time.
One, two from Wall is chopped off the plate down the third baseline and foul by about a foot and a half. McGee had to wait to make sure that ball would go down the line. Looking around baseball right now, Yankees up 3-1 on the Astros. That game in the second. Red Sox trailing the Royals 6-0. That is not what you want to see. You think the Red Sox are more or less out of the race as it stands right now as Feliz fouls this one off. But James Paxton, who started off the season so brightly, an inning in the third, a five-hit, six-run ball. He gives up a pair of homers and replaced Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez, both homered. 28th homer for Bobby Witt Jr. Swung on and missed by Feliz. Back-to-back K's here. Now three straight men sent down on strikes by Wall and quickly two away in the eighth. Braves in action this evening. They take on the Dodgers at 10 p.m. with Max Fried on the mound against Julio Urias. Other games, the Rays lead the Guardians 2-1 as the Guardians are just about out of the playoff race at this point. Mariners and Mets 1-1. Nats and Marlins tied at 3-3. 0-1 to Aussie Henn outside. Cubs and Reds in game two of a doubleheader as all of a sudden Chicago looking more likely than not that they'll be a playoff team. They won game one and they're up in game two as well. Aussie Henn takes a strike. It's 1-2. If the playoffs began right now, Phillies, Cubs, and Giants all in the wild card. 1-2 is grounded sharply to first. He gets over the goal. Compton on a bounce and gets to right field. It should be a base hit there for Aussie Henn. That ball was scalded. And a two-out single ends the string of nine straight men retired. It will be a base hit. Indeed, 2-for-3 now is Aussie Henn, who continues to get on base at a very nice clip. Arm up and throwing for Augusta down the line. As Stanley Tucker is the next man to bat. He's 0-for-3 today. Two strikeouts and a pop-up. First pitch is caught on a miss. Aussie Henn's already been caught stealing once today. Does have 11 stolen bases now on 14 attempts. And the 0-1. Waved at and missed. Got him on something off speed inside. If the playoffs began today, the Orioles, the Twins, and the Mariners would all be in the American League with the wild card going to Tampa, Houston, and Texas. 0-2. Taken down and away. The American League is really thrown off this year by just how abysmal the Central has been. The Twins, who lead that division, are 69-65, the same record as the Red Sox, who are in fourth place in the AL East, 14.5 games back. 1-2, taken right down the middle, strike three called, a hat trick of strikeouts for Tucker, and a hat trick of strikeouts in the inning for Wall. Green Jackets leading by 3-4-1 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Augusta looking to add on some more against a new arm when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, we're back here for the bottom of the eighth and a new man on the mound. Jonathan Brand, who is a Georgia native out of Columbus, about 4 hours from here down towards Montgomery, Alabama, is in to pitch. Green Jackets leading 4-1, looking to extend that lead before a possible save situation in the top of the ninth. Brand, drafted out of Miami, Ohio, the Red Hawks out there in the MAC, was a second-team All-American in his draft season. First pitch here to Pio Boucher is cut on and missed. One of the best pitchers in the nation by ERA. His final year with a 140 ERA in 13 starts and 77 innings. He struck out 86. 0-1 taken outside and high. Drafted in the eighth round in last year's draft. 23 years of age. Short in stature, but has some pretty decent velo. 5'9" tall. The 1-1 to Boucher, grounded softly to second. Salazar charges and throws to first for the out, one away. 27th game of the year for Brand, who's been their default closer at this point, 4-2 with a 2.80 ERA and 8 saves. Green Jacket saw him just once and got him for a solo home run. It was Jair Casanova who hit that one out to left field in an inning and two-thirds of action. His been very solid since then. He's gone four innings without allowing a run in the last couple of weeks. First pitch strike into Godman, who has taken three walks today, officially 0-0. No one on, one away. Brand, the righty, working quickly here. 0-1 is down and away. Good eye there from Godman. Spent a year at East Georgia State. So he is well acquainted with this area. 1-1, swung on and missed. East Georgia State, located in Swainsboro, about an hour and 40 from here. 1-2, Godman fights this one foul. That one hit the pad of the left knee of Garcia behind the dish. Transfer to Miami, Ohio. A beautiful campus, by the way, in Ohio. A great school for athletics. They've got a D1 hockey team. They play football in the MAC on Thursday nights. It's great. 1-2. Fouled off. Godman staying alive. He does not go down easy. On deck is Tyler Collins. Another 1-2 pitch. This one popped foul down the right field line. It'll get out of play. Another 1-2 pitch, this one taken downstairs. Speaking of East Georgia State, only one major leaguer, by the way, out of East Georgia State, Richard Lovelady. Another Georgia kid who ended up playing at Kennesaw State as well in the Royals organization. He's now in AAA with the Athletics. This one swung on and missed, and for the first time today, Godman is retired. So two outs here in the eighth. There is action of the Augusta pen. We'll see who ends up coming out for the possible save in the top of the ninth, should the Green Jackets not add on one more. Augusta looking to pick up their seventh consecutive win against the Salem Red Sox. The last series Augusta won was against Salem. They can clinch that here with two games to spare. First pitch to TC is bounced up there in the dirt. Possibly could see someone like Hiomar Diaz or Nolan Martinez perhaps for that ninth inning. Martinez with one save, as with Diaz. 1-0. Colin touts that one very hard to center field. That one almost took the cap of the pitcher Brand with him into center field, and it's a base hit, second of the day for TC. Now Ambiori Stavaros gets a fifth bite at the apple. Hits in his last two at-bats, a double, an RBI, and a single. 2-for-4 today. Average now up to 210. It continues to climb, and again, just a completely different player to who he was in the first half of the year. Man on first is Collins with great speed. First pitch to Tavares in the dirt. This is game number 100 of the season for Ambiori. He's becoming the second Green Jackets player to hit that mark. He has enjoyed playing at home. He's got a much better performance average-wise at SRP Park. Pitch clock down to 5. And now Brand pitches. It is swung on a miss. 1-1. Took a second there and threw me off up here. Tavares is second on the team in walks behind EJ Exposito and Jeremy Celedonio. In fact, tied with Jeremy Celedonio. So. And he's also driven in 30. Pickoff throw is in the dirt and picked out by Feliz. But the OPS bottomed out in the high 500s, and it's now at 636 before today. And two more hits will bring it up to 643. You think if he can end the season hitting between 210 and 220 after where those numbers were earlier on, it's a big success. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Collins is going. The pitch is outside. The throw down is dropped by the second baseman, Salazar, and Collins has stolen base number 32. It was a pretty good throw there from Garcia, but the second baseman, Salazar, had to come in front of the base runner, Collins, and it made for an awkward angle there, and now an insurance run in scoring position. Pitch was called a ball as well, so 2-1 on Tavares. He might get something to hit here from Brands. Trying to put this game out of reach for Salem. Hit hard to right field, an indoor base hit. They're going to wave Collins home. The right fielder up and throwing. The throw bounces in. The play at the plate. And they got him. Collins called out at the dish on a great throw from U10 on a bang-bang play. Crowd doesn't like it. Neither does the manager. A three-hit game for Tavares, but the Green Jackets will make the final out of the eighth at the dish. We'll go to the ninth. Save spot for Augusta. It is a 4-1 game. Green Jackets leading.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks.
and maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, we're here in the top of the ninth. Green Jackets 3 outs away from a four-game win streak, 3 outs away from their seventh straight victory over the Salem Red Sox. And for the second time this series, Xiomar Diaz enters the chance to record a save. He came in on Tuesday night in a game which Augusta was able to hold on for an 11-9 win. And he'll have 2, 3, and 4. Anderson leads it off, and he'll take the first pitch downstairs. Diaz, his first pro save the other night. Arrived in late July to Augusta. 1-0 waved at and missed by Anderson, who is hitless today. A strikeout and two groundouts. 4 hits so far for Salem in this one, and two of them singles for Asihen. And not a whole lot of offense today. Anderson cranks this one foul. It's 1-2. Diaz, no record for Augusta, a 4.91 ERA. It's his 10th outing, 1-for-1 in save opportunities. Struggled a bit with runners inherited. He's allowed 11 of the 13 he's inherited to score, but none on that tally here. He misses inside. It's 2-2. Anderson, Garcia, and Garcia. The brothers Garcia, the second and third men to bat this half inning, as Augusta looks to close out yet another win and secure the series here on Friday night. 2-2. Taken outside corner. Strike three calls. Backwards K for Anderson, his second strikeout of the day. It has not been a day to remember for Salem. They have drawn one walk and struck out 12 times. So one away now for Jostinson Garcia, who was a late addition to this lineup. It was initially going to be Anderso Lira doing the catching with the other Garcia, Jehanafan, as the DH. This one popped up by Garcia to the right side of the infield. Second baseman Exposito is there. He'll make the catch, and now two away. Just one hit since the end of the fifth inning for the visitors. Wall was lights out. He is in line for the win. It would be his second winning decision of his career. One out away now from Diaz, picking up his second save of the week. 4-1 the score. Jehanafran Garcia 0-for-3 at the plate, and a big swing and a miss. Xiomar Diaz nice and confident here. He's working fast. He's getting the sign and then immediately going into the motions. 0-1 is golfed out and missed again. Now 0-2. No extra base hits today for Salem here in this game. In fact, they've yet to record a double this week. They've gotten 4 homers. Other than that, it's been all singles. 0-2. Salem down to their final strike. And the pitch is taken just outside. That was a well-located pitch. It made batter, catcher, and umpire think about it. Instead, it's 1-2. A win here matches Augusta's longest win streak of the season at 4 games. The pitch is grounded to short. Should do it. Tavares there. He's got time. He throws on the run to first. And the ball game is over. Green Jackets pick up their 4th straight win. It is a tie now for their longest win streak of the season. 4 home games, 1 in a row, is a new season high as well. From start to finish, Green Jackets lead. They get a run in the first, a run in the second, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 7th as they cruise their way to victory on this Friday night. That'll bring us to our Easy Go post-game show. The game began with Riley Gowans on the mound to retire the side in order in the first. Ended up going 4 2/3 innings of work while striking out 5. He walked 1, gave up 2 hits, and 1 earned run. As he ends today with no decision, but a very good performance nonetheless. The next man to follow him was Corey Wall, who was stellar. 3 1/3 innings of work. He picks up the win, goes to 2-1. He gives up 2 hits and strikes out 6. No runs for him. He allowed 1 of the 2 men he inherited to score. And then Xiomar Diaz, in rapid fire, needs just 10 pitches to get out of inning number 9 to pick up his second save of the week. On the other end, another long night for the bullpen. Four pitchers work for the visitors. Rodriguez Cruz gets the start. He gets the loss. He falls to 6-3. Nunez goes 3. Talavera goes 3. Each of them allows at least one run before Brand gives up a pair of hits and a strikeout, but does not allow a run to pass. Green Jackets improved to 58-65. Salem falls to 53-68. As Augusta picks up the series win, they are up now 4-0 in the series. They're up now 8-2 in the season series as well. They have won 7 consecutive games against the Salem Red Sox. They look for more tomorrow as the last man to debut this year. Mitch Ferris will make his debut for Augusta. The pitcher out of Wingate will have his dad up from Florida in attendance as the Green Jackets look to extend the win streak and keep it going and set a new season long with 5 consecutive victories. Green Jackets win 4-1, 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Augusta, a run on 4 hits, no errors for Salem, 3 hits in the game for Tavares, and a multi-hit game for McGee and Collins each. No multi-RBI games in this one, but plenty of hits to go around. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:05 start, pregame show at about 5:45 here in North Augusta. Green Jackets win yet again by a final score of 4-1.